and Rabbi Hanina Mendoza picked up this huge, huge, humongous snake and took this huge, humongous snake and put it over his shoulders and walked into the base of Medrash, followed by all the people that were near the hill and the others that were still gathered in the base of Medrash waiting for the results. And then somebody turned around.
The snake!
Oh my goodness, the snake! What am I gonna do with the snake? Oh my goodness, the snake! Wait a minute. The snake is dead. The snake is not moving. It's a dead snake. You killed the snake. How did you do that?
I don't know what he did, but let me tell you, he stood there with his foot right on that hole, and all of a sudden the snake came out. It bit him right on the heel. The rabbi should have died, but instead of the rabbi dying...
Instead of the rabbi dying, the snake died.
Rabbi, could you explain that?
Ah, such a simple explanation. I wanted to teach everybody a very powerful lesson. You remember what it says about a snake. A snake can only bite someone who talks Lashon Hara. Because after all, why did the snake get punished? Because of the Lashon Hara that he spoke. And let me tell you something. It is obviously not the snake that kills. It is the sin that kills. Because Baruch Hashem, I was never guilty of talking Lashon Hara. And therefore I had full confidence if I walk up to the snake and the snake bites me, nothing would happen. Let this be a lesson to all of you. It is not the snake that kills, but rather it is the sin, the Avera.
So as you know, Rabbi Erps, the snake is the symbol of Lashon Hara. Can you tell me, children, when is the first time, or where is the first time in the Torah that we see the snake being the symbol of Lashon Hara?
I know.
And your name?
My name? I'm so nervous and excited. This is my first time on the telephone, a live telephone, conference call. I'm so nervous.
Relax. Take it easy. Relax.
Okay, I'll try to relax. My name is Ellie.
Ellie? I know this is the first time on your telephone, right?
Yeah, it's my first time. Hello?
Can you please get off the telephone because you're like squashing it?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Ellie, the first time that we see that Nachash represents Lashon Hara, of course, is where?
With Adam and Chava, the story with Adam and Chava.
By the Chet of the Eitz Hadas.
Right.
Snake was the first entity in this world that spoke Lashon Hara, and as a result, that snake brought death to the world because of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. People don't live forever. But where is the second time in the Torah that we find the snake?
I know that one too. Don't tell me.
All right. We're not going to tell you. You can tell us. Just relax, Ellie. Calm down.
Oh, I know, but it's my first time on the telephone, and it's so exciting.
Relax.
Ellie, off the telephone, please.
Oh, I sat on the telephone again. I'm so sorry. Oh, boy. Anyways, by Moshe Rabbeinu.
Can you, the story by Moshe Rabbeinu?
Well, first, I think I'm not supposed to tell you that he talked Lashon Hara, because that would be Lashon Hara, wouldn't it?
I guess that anything that's in the Pasuk is not Lashon Hara, because the Rabbeinu Shlalem, as well as Moshe, wants us to learn from it.
Well, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Lashon Hara about the Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem told him to throw his stick down on the floor, and then he did it, and then it turned into a snake.
And Moshe was afraid of the snake's bite, and he ran away. A Roman noblewoman once challenged Rabbi Yossi. She said that her avodah zarah was the snake. She said her avodah zarah seems superior than, well, I didn't want to say what she said, but it seems superior than what you believe in. Then the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. And Rabbi Yossi said, "What makes you say so?" Well, when Yor Hashem appeared to Moshe in the bush, he hid only his face. But when my, if I desire the snake, appeared, he ran away. A curse upon you. Don't you understand? When the Rabbeinu Shalaylam revealed himself to Moshe, where could Moshe possibly have fled? The Ribbono Shel Olam's glory fills heaven and earth. There is no place to which anyone can escape. But from your Avodah Zarah, the snake, Moshe had only to retreat a few steps, and he was safe.